700 Calumet Street in Denver.
And stay tuned for Corriente coming up at 8 o'clock. And coming up next at 7 o'clock, it's the Cabaret Program. And the time is 7 o'clock. This is, and you are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Cabaret.
Tonight on the Cabaret Show, we'll be featuring an encore performance from Mary Stribling and her combo, Amazo.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cabaret. Tonight's special guests are Mary Stribling and Combo Amazo. Stick around, because you're going to be amazed.
One, two, one, two, three. Thank you. Let's do Nothing Could Make Me Cry Today. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just turning in to Cabaret, our special guest tonight is Mary Stribling and Combo Amazo, and they are amazing. And big news on the Mary Stribling front. Big, big news.
Big flash.
News flash.
News flash.
You thought the news was over.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. We are on the eve, just about to speak, of a CD release concert that will happen on Sunday, this Sunday, at September 25th at 6 p.m. at Dazzle's Lounge, 930 Lincoln Street in Denver, Colorado.
All of that is true.
All of that is true.
I can attest to that.
You are releasing a new CD called Jazz Measures.
And yeah.
I looked in the back of it, and it's all compositions by you.
Yeah, it's all about me.
All about Mary.
I had a friend years ago. Actually, a lot of your listeners probably remember Charles Sautel, who was in Hot Rise, and he's a good buddy of mine. And he used to have these cards printed up that would say Charles Sautel, you know, on it. And then they wanted him to write a guitar instruction manual. So he called it "How to Play Like Me." Which I thought was the best title for an instructional manual I'd ever heard. But yeah, I wrote all these tunes, and I take full responsibility.
Wonderful, wonderful. So,
and also, I just wanted to mention one thing. The Combo Amazo is actually the acoustic kind of band that I play with Eric Weber and Alan Singer and Harry, who's here tonight playing sax and clarinet. So I'm sorry to interrupt you about that, but I wanted to just clear it up. So this band has no name. This is the band with no name.
Mary Stribling's amazing group.
I like it. Right.
All right, great. Now, some of these songs inside the CD, like you played Nothing Could Make Me Cry Today, they look like there's lyrics, but you decided to play the instrumental version of it?
Yeah, actually, this CD has been taken forever. You know, most of the other CDs that I've done, I buy a notebook, and I have a self-imposed deadline that in 1 year from the time I buy the notebook, I'll finish the CD. And
wow.
So that's what I've done. But this one has been geologic time for some reason.
Okay, like an ice age and
Yeah, the dinosaurs came and went, and the project was still going on, you know. Tiny little furry mammals started running around, and then we were about halfway through it. But what happened was, actually, one of the tunes, well, actually, a couple of those that have lyrics where we didn't do them, a friend of mine named Allie Ryerson, who's a terrific flute player, who's going to be at the concert on Sunday, she was coming through town, and I grabbed her. And we went into the studio, and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with the tunes, so we were just laying the tracks down. And so originally I was going to sing those lyrics, but I loved the way she played it instrumentally that I just said, bag that. I'll just put the lyrics inside the CD and leave her to play because it just sounded great. So she played the heads. And, you know, when we recorded, she just went ahead and played the heads, and they sounded so good that I just said, that's a keeper. They don't need me singing. They just need to hear that.
So these lyrics are for if the listener could imagine you singing.
Or could imagine themselves singing along. But, you know, I don't know if they'd want to imagine me singing, but.
Okay. That's interesting because I've learned over time that there's a lot of songs that we think of as instrumental versions. They actually have lyrics, like Red Wing has lyrics.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I've every once in a while you run. Huh?
Is it Pretty Little Red Wing? Is that part of it or is that a different tune?
Right now I can't remember the lyrics, but then I know Woody Guthrie did Union Man off the same melody.
Yeah, and then there are a lot of standards that that have those long verses at the beginning that people don't do. And Sean, the guitarist that's here this evening, has a CD out. Is it all from My Fair Lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in that, do some of those tunes have verses?
A couple of them, yeah.
And
yeah.
Did you play them on there? Was it mostly instrumental? Like I haven't heard the CD yet.
No, verses on a couple, definitely. Yeah, sometimes that's the best part of the tune.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good variety. So how long do you think you've been working on this? Like 5 or 6 years? Because I know that was about how long we had you last time.
Yeah, it's been, and I've redone some things. And as you could hear when we were warming up, there's still some things that we need to figure out. But yeah, and I think it was just because it's a really different CD than my other ones, which are a lot more folky.
Right.
They have some jazz influence in them, but they're more swing, time jazz, and folk. And so this is a little stepping out of my comfort zone. So
wonderful.
So that's what's going on with
that. Yeah, there's no chocolate song. There's no King Kong song. And
no, there is one song, though, that the combo does, too, that we're going to do tonight that has a verse at the beginning of it.
Oh, wonderful.
So there you have it.
Are you going to sing that, or are you going to ask me to sing that?
Well, you can sing along if you want.
I'm not a professional, so I think you should do it.
Okay.
I'll sing along. I have done that.
Okay.
And then, and then I look over there, and George is usually, like, turning it off.
La, 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 la.
He's, like, running out to get a glass of water.
Poor George.
All right. We're here with Mary Stribling and Sean McGowan and Harry Granger tonight here on Cabaret. So I'm going to get back into some music.
So this is a bossa nova kind of tune. It's called Dawn Bossa. And I have to think of a good bluegrass. Let her rip. That'd be a good one. All right. Let me just check my tuning really quick here because I have new strings on the bass. And see, that's the thing is when you play a string instrument, you can make an excuse and say, well, the strings are new. And then if you're going out of tune, you can say the strings are old.
Ah,
so you're always
okay.
Covered either way.
String's about ready to snap.
There we go. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Of dawn will announce from the trees that morning is here and the night is released. Cloud will abandon the moon as it sets and flirt with the sun like a little coquette. Thank you.
little cloudburst of tears softly shed. Teardrops fall down to the boulders below, into the creek that will jumble and flow. Leap from the edge of the moss-covered cliff. No more sadness becoming the
Hi, Greg Schultz here, and I want to invite you to please tune in on Thursday, August 24th for the Morning Sound Alternative. Joining me in studio will be local blues roots singer-songwriter and IBC winner AJ Fullerton. AJ will be here to play a few tunes and talk about his new record, Calumet. It's real good timing as AJ's new record releases on August 24th. So mark your calendars and tune in Thursday morning, August 24th from 9:30 to noon, as AJ Fullerton joins us live in studio right here at your community radio station, KGNU.
You're listening to an encore performance from Mary Stribling and her combo Amazo, recorded on September 20th, 2016, right here on listener-supported community radio, KGNU.
So Harry's got this wild instrument out, Dan, that is like... looks like something from the depths of the ocean. I'm not sure.
It's blind.
But, yeah.
It's totally, oh, is that
it's totally blind. It's totally blind because... you know, they say never wear a hat that has more personality than you do. Have you ever heard that?
Well,
but
that's a good one.
But never play an instrument
that
has more personality than you do. That is the wild-looking thing. I don't know if you've never seen one. It has, imagine a clarinet that somehow has been on the Russian doping team and then has a bell on the bottom of it.
Yeah, it has curves where it shouldn't.
Well, it looks like somebody took a big P-trap from underneath the kitchen sink and they added another tube at the end of it, on the top end.
I'm always worried that one of the neighbors is going to steal it for the apartment.
I'm telling you, it's actually beautiful. What kind of wood is that made out of?
Granadilla wood, which is an African wood, I believe.
It's just
which
beautiful.
Which is becoming scarce. In fact, the wood they get now used to be a nice dark black, but now they get the wood and they have to dye it because they can't age it. So
that's like the ebony fingerboards on violins and basses and such. You know, it's, I don't even think it's legal to bring it. Maybe it is, but it's very rare anymore. And I don't know, on guitar, Brazilian rosewood is like that,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big issue among woodworkers and especially among luthiers, instrument builders. There's all kinds of restrictions now. For good reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that because everybody in these countries are just chopping the trees down,
yeah,
not replanting them?
Right.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's because people hate bass clarinets. Maybe they just don't want to.
No. I'm glad you don't take it too personally.
Yeah. I mean, if we were talking banjos, then we might have.
Yeah, let's
issue.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I know Sean was telling me that he has a guitar that's custom made, and the luthier that makes those saves all the little pieces of wood to use as...
Yeah,
yeah, he gets them from a friend of his that builds real high-end wooden flutes, flutes that cost $30,000 and up, and they're all beautiful Macassar ebony from Africa. And yeah, so he'll have these little scraps, and my friend will take those and turn them into guitar knobs.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's pretty cool, actually, because a lot of luthiers and builders are finding alternative woods, and sinker wood is a real popular one. They'll find, especially with droughts in different places, they'll find these trees that have been underwater for a couple hundred years. And
With
droughts, all of a sudden, they're there, and they'll dry them out, and they sound great.
Interesting. Well, this next tune, the reason Harry has the monster out is because I wrote this tune that I wanted to play as a duet. And so we have the two bass instruments we're going to play. And this is a song called Il Girasole. I've been studying Italian.
Wonderful.
So I had to put at least one song title, which means the sunflower in Italian. And actually, girasole means to turn to the sun. So
Okay.
That's your factoid of the
And Soleil must have something to do with sun, because, like, in French, it's Soleil.
Mm-hmm.
George tells me that all the time.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
Okay. Beau
Soleil.
So, we're going to play this tune. I'll play the intro. I guess you're going to play it with me.
Yeah.
Eh? Okay. One, two, three, one.
That's beautiful, Mary.
Thanks.
Which instrument can potentially get lower, your instrument or his instrument?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a battle.
The battle. The low frequencies.
The battle of the low frequencies. Well, he's lower. He's lower.
Mary, of all the projects you did, what motivated you to do this one, too? write all these jazz tunes that are on the CD called Jazz Measures?
Yeah, well, you know, over the years I've had these tunes that didn't really fit with the combo,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so over the years I kind of collected them.
Oh,
and then
I see.
Finally, when I had enough of them,
when you had enough,
and they've had enough of me, then I said, well, maybe I should put them together on a CD, because, you know, it's one thing to have an eclectic CD; it's another thing to have radically different things from cut to cut, you know, with all different musicians,
yeah.
you know, where there's no continuity to it.
Right.
So that's kind of why I decided to do this.
To have the continuity with the jazz and. Have a lot of the same people from track to track.
Right, right.
Can you say a few words about the special guest that you're going to have on Sunday then? And is that person from out of town?
Yeah, a couple people, actually.
Allie Ryerson?
Yeah, Allie Ryerson is a terrific flute player. She's been on the Downbeat Jazz Poll. You know, it's my Touch the Stars friend.
Huh.
And so she's not played in Denver recently. So this will be a good chance for any of her fans that want to come out and see her play. She'll be playing flute. Normally, Harry plays, he's actually playing flute on the CD as well as Allie on some cuts.
Okay.
So Harry is going to switch and not play any flute because Allie's going to be there. So he's going to be playing the clarinet and sax. And then we know Sean's going to be there. And then the last member of the quintet is a terrific drummer named Ernie Cruz, C-R-E-W-S. Everybody mm-hmm. always gets that mixed up. And he actually used to live, for many years, he lived outside of Boulder, up in the mountains. And I got to know him from playing with him when he lived here. But he and his wife and family moved to Florida, where he's originally from. But he's coming back to town for this thing.
Wow, what a special
time. So it's really exciting.
Time.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have him come back and play. So that'll be the five of us. So we've got a Floridian, a Connecticutan, and then just these local yokels, you know.
What is the process when you write the jazz tunes? I mean, do you just have a melody in your head and you just keep noodling away at it, or
yeah, I probably like anybody that writes. Sometimes the melody comes first, sometimes the lyric comes first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little bits and pieces, and sometimes these tunes are lingering around on little scraps of paper in a file that's marked like maybe I'll do something with this someday.
Okay,
you know, so it's just sort of different for each one. There's not a real process. I'm not the kind of writer that can sit down and say today I'm going to write a bossa nova.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun test if you try to do that, you know, just to quiz yourself to see if you can do it. But it's more, I guess, just the idea something comes into my head and then I'll keep it around.
Wonderful. All right. We're here with Mary Stribling and Mondo Blondo, or is it Blondo Mondo tonight?
The world of blondes.
It's
what
sticking.
I love is that the world of blondes, and neither of you guys is blonde. That's pretty awesome.
I'm a blonde.
Of course, Allie Ryerson is a blonde, so...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Stick around, folks. We have more to the show with Mary Stribling and Mondo Blondo.
So we're going to do a tune for you right now. It's after the style of the old standards with the verse at the beginning. So this is called Moondust.
Oh, cool.
Some people think that Cupid is what causes love to bloom. Or pheromones, testosterone, or spring, or even June. Some call it a virus, some call it a germ, but it doesn't really matter when your heart begins to yearn. The real cause of love comes from a dust way out in space. The moon rains down strange granules, causing hearts on Earth to race. Because when it's June and you're in love and the man is all that you're thinking of, it's moon dust on your mind. The stars are out, the sky is bright. The big old moon is the only light. It's moon dust on your mind.
powder on your chin. The moon dust comes and creeps right in, into your heart and into your mind. It doesn't make a mark, it doesn't leave a sign, but you'll know at once when the loving starts that the moon dust syndrome in your heart, it's moon dust on your mind. In your heart, it's moon dust on your mind. It's moon dust on your mind.
Mary Stribling here on Cabaret. Mary, if I could ask a layman's musician kind of question, is that like a shuffle? What you in the jazz world, would you call that template you guys play a shuffle like we would in the blues world? Or do you have another name for it?
Gosh, I'm not sure the answer to that. What do you think? It's like swing. It's just a swing.
It's a swing.
Yeah, it's just a like a swing time thing.
Old-fashioned swing.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned
like
swing.
Ginger Rogers and
wonderful
Fred Astaire and all that. Yeah.
South Denver swing.
The South Denver.
South Denver swing.
The Mondo Blondo swing band.
I love the bass solo in the middle of that too.
Thank you.
That's pretty nice.
So, do you want us to play another tune for you, or what do you want to do?
Oh, I think we have 11 minutes worth of tunes we can play.
Okay.
Or you can play.
Well, you know, I wanted to say something. Uh-huh. If your bass clarinet squeaks like mine just did, you can go to Petco on Saturday mornings for training classes. You'll see all these little bass clarinets, and they do a great job. They've dumped the puppies. They just do bass clarinets.
Heel, right?
Yeah.
Heel. Yeah.
So this is one called Waltz for a Peaceful Warrior, and it is a waltz, and so feel free if you want.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Mary Stribling tonight here on Cabaret. We have a few minutes left, and we want to thank you for coming in tonight. It was a wonderful hour.
Thanks.
Almost
so
an hour.
Thanks so much for having us. It's nice to see you again. I'm glad you're still doing the Cabaret and doing such great interviews with people.
Well, thank you.
Ask good questions, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you, because I get lucky. And we want to, but you guys are so easy to work with, and we also want to thank George and
Thanks,
CJ
George.
For the wonderful sound
Thanks,
that
CJ.
You do every week. So.
They set up all the microphones, you know. We said, how many microphones do you think? How many do you have? Because we want you to work really hard tonight, you know. And so we just got them all out, even though we didn't use them. Like, get out all the cables.
Let's you never know, because maybe the next show won't come on, so you have to change your program, so.
That was an encore performance from Mary Stribling and her combo Amazo from September 20th, 2016. Tune into the Cabaret every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. to hear live music right from our studios. Corriente is coming up at 8 o'clock. You are tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This week on Mundi Dr. Reptile Recommends, we talk about the record.
On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe and musical styles. from obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles. You'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
CD sale on Sunday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This record and CD sale is located at our Denver studio at 700 Calamass Street. We'll have everything under the sun for you to explore and new to you sounds. Dr. Reptile will be there, at least in spirit. We hope you will be too. That is Sunday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at our Denver studio at 700 Calamass Street. See you there.
Listen to KGNU Community Radio every Sunday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. for Colorado Chinese Radio Network with me, your host Christina Guo, reporting news for and about Chinese community. 欢迎各位听众朋友在每个星期天的下午5:30到6:00，在 KGNU 公共电台收听柯州华语广播网玉台有约节目。
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Señoras y señores, vatos y vatas, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locuas y locos, cholas y cholas, pues you're all tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, Música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su anfitrión este 22 de agosto, the 22nd of August. It's the 226th anniversary of the beginning of the national liberation struggle in Haiti, in Haiti, the first successful independent struggle by colonized black people in modern historia. También a este día, este mero